Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Farrell's here. I was sitting with the Bows under 16 girls amongst the many girls teams in the South Stand at Aviva last night.
What was the morale like afterwards, Gavin?
My ears are still ringing a bit. The last 10 or 15 minutes were very exciting, but that noise at the end of the game when you've lost, that deafening silence, it's awful, awful.
Yeah, my heart genuinely goes out to these guys. If you think about how far they've come since the World Cup and how disappointing that was, and also
that's a second
the departure of Vera Powell and the real low point, they've bounced back and they came within a whisker then last night.
Should have qualified for the previous Euros as well. That's 2 Euros in a row that they were that close.
Yeah, so absolutely gutting. Lost 2-1 on the night. Went 2-0 down. To be honest, as well, I don't know what you guys thought, but the penalty I thought was very harsh, the VAR decision.
Very. Now, but again, when you're in the stand, you can't see the VAR.
I thought it was tough. And look, no complaints about the second goal, though. That was really good stuff from Wales. It pulled us apart a little bit. But and a Patton pulled him back then 4 minutes from time. But in truth, just all too little, too late. John Kenny spoke to a very disappointed Megan Connolly after.
Yeah, we were looking for a bit more than what we got. And yeah, everyone's just devastated. It's quite hard to process at the minute because I think we're in a good position as a team. We have a really strong squad. But yeah, we just need to learn from this. As I said, it's really difficult. You know, we were back ourselves to come out in this tie, and we didn't. Credit to Wales, they did, and the best of luck to them. But we need to learn from this, process it and be better because we want to return to major tournaments like we did with the World Cup. We want it to be an every-time thing, you know. So after this, the focus will be on the next World Cup.
Your manager's contract is up now. Would you like to see her stay on?
Yeah, I think, look, we've had great camps. We've had a good Nations League tournament. We had a good Euros tournament leading into this. And as I said, we have a great squad, a great staff. And, yeah, we're in a good position to qualify. And you have to reflect on yourself as well as players. Why didn't we get it over the line on the pitch? So yeah, I think everyone will come away from this reflecting and looking what we can do better going forward.
Yeah, that's Megan with John there. Eileen Gleeson herself wouldn't be drawn on her future, her current contract up as manager from now, the end of this campaign. Wales, though, qualify for their first ever major finals. And what a moment for them and their manager, Rian Wilkinson. She's a former Canadian international and she has done a remarkable job since she came into that role last spring. She really has lifted their spirits and unfortunately for us, their form as well.
This team stands on the shoulders of giants who came before with no backing, no support. This team now has proven to themselves how good they are. They're better than they think, and they just have to see it and live it and experience it. And these young people in the crowd and those young Welsh girls and boys back home are now seeing a generation of football. It's going to change everything.
Yeah, she's up for it, isn't she? And you can hear the Welsh support, I thought, were really good last night as well. And you can hear them in the background. They're certainly enjoying the moment. Ruud van Nistelrooy has made some start as Leicester City manager. His team beat West Ham 3-1 in the Premier League. Rode their luck at times, but that's a massive result for them. First week win of any kind in about 6 weeks or thereabouts. Crystal Palace overcame Ipswich by 1-0. Another Kilkenny veteran has called time on his inter-county career. Conor Fogarty calling it a day. He's played for his county for 14 years and follows Walter Welsh and Killian Buckley into inter-county retirement. Four-time All-Ireland winner. And in rugby, Munster have confirmed the arrival of Chris Boyd as the new performance consultant. The New Zealander brings so much experience to this role and recently worked with Northampton as well. He'll work with the interim head coach, Ian Costello. The province is continuing their process of finding a permanent replacement for Graham Rowntree. Finally, there's racing today in Dundalk and the first race goes to post there at 3:30, Maggie.